Good morning. Low clouds moved in off of the Atlantic overnight. The blanket of clouds combined with a south-southeasterly wind helping keep temperatures on the mild side. It's even a bit muggy out in spots early this morning with temperatures in the upper 50s and lower 60s on average. We'll see those clouds hang on tough from the Greater Capital District south on the Thruway and east into New England. With limited, if any, sunshine in these areas, temperatures today will struggle and only get into the lower and perhaps some middle 70s. As we head north of I-90 and westbound in the western Catskills, Adirondacks, and Mohawk Valley, we'll see more in the way of sunshine and a southerly wind, even some humidity in the air, with readings pushing into the upper 70s to around 80. We do run the risk at a few passing showers, maybe a thunderstorm today in these areas, while closer to the coast, areas of drizzle will be possible. With the southerly wind flow increasing tonight, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and a few passing showers as temperatures drop back into the lower 60s. Tomorrow, a storm system evolving out of the Tennessee Valley will head in our direction with a cool front. As that front approaches during the day, scattered showers will become more numerous, especially during the early part of the afternoon. The best chance of a steady rain from west to east will arrive late in the afternoon and through the evening hours, and may be accompanied by some thunderstorms. Regardless, the rain could be heavy at times through the evening tomorrow into tomorrow night and in the pre-dawn hours on Saturday. Afternoon highs tomorrow will be in the upper 60s and lower 70s. As that front pushes through the region, first thing Saturday morning, the steady rain will come to an end. Still some showers left over, especially in New England, then partly sunny skies during the day, with just a few leftover scattered showers, but mainly dry on Saturday afternoon, with highs in the upper 60s. With a cool pool of air heading over us for late in the weekend and early next week, scattered showers will be in the forecast for the period Sunday through Wednesday, but mainly dry, with a fair amount of clouds mixed with a little sunshine. Highs will stay in the 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms over parts of Virginia and the Carolinas. As low pressure develops over Georgia and the Carolinas, strengthening southerly low-level winds will produce shear and enhanced lift. Instability, however, will be a limiting factor due to extensive clouds and precipitation. However, with dew points in the mid and upper 60s, even modest heating could be sufficient for a few strong to severe thunderstorms. Embedded supercell structures capable of damaging winds and isolated tornadoes appear to be the main risk. Meanwhile, flood watches are out from western New York all the way down the Appalachians to northern Florida. Heavy rain associated with that advancing cool front will range from 2 to 4 inches locally, which could produce flooding in these areas into the day tomorrow. At Mount Washington this morning, a half-mile visibility in fog, 50 degrees with a southwest wind at 33 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 12 degrees. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 63 degrees, the dew point 58, 84% relative humidity, south wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.18 inches and holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 106 degrees at Santa Ana, California, to a low of 7 at Climax, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with a scattered shower in the mid-70s, Boston partly sunny in the lower 70s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 79 degrees, the low 50. The average temperature 65, that's 7 degrees above normal. 0.12 of an inch of precipitation yesterday, 0.63 for the month, which is 0.89 below normal, and 11.58 inches for the year, which is 1.11 inches of precipitation below normal. There were no heating or cooling degree days yesterday with the average temperature of 65. The average high temperature in Albany today, 69 degrees, the average low 47. The record high 93 set in 1900, and the record low 31 in 1977. Sunrise this morning was at 5:33 a.m., sunset this evening 8:11 p.m., 14 hours and 38 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny, breezy, and a bit humid, with more clouds and a few scattered showers toward Glens Falls today, with highs averaging near 80. Mostly cloudy, with a passing shower possible tonight, and lows in the lower to mid-60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid, with a few scattered showers and areas of drizzle today, highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy tonight, with a few showers and some drizzle, with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, breezy, and a bit humid today with a few scattered showers, perhaps a thunderstorm, and highs near 80. Mostly cloudy with a shower or storm possible tonight and lows near 60. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy, breezy, and humid with a few scattered showers and areas of drizzle today, highs in the lower to mid-70s. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy tonight with a few showers, some drizzle as well, in the lower 60s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and humid, with a few scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm today, with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. Mostly cloudy and a bit muggy tonight, with a few showers and lows in the lower 60s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, some scattered showers for the first part of the day, then a steadier rain and some thunderstorms toward evening and overnight in the lower 70s. Early morning showers in New England Saturday, then partly sunny everywhere, with a few scattered showers in the afternoon, upper 60s. A mix of sun and clouds Sunday, a scattered shower, mid to upper 60s. Mid-60s Monday and Tuesday with scattered showers. And a scattered shower on Wednesday with highs back to 70. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.